Okay, well, we've talked about playing 60 minutes, and it took a little bit more than that today, but, you know, the players did a good job. They fought hard. We had our ups and downs, and in the end, we didn't make enough plays to win, and that's what it's all about. So, got good contributions from all three units, and we just got to keep working harder to get better, to do things better, and eliminate a few of the mistakes that we had. But, you know, I'm proud of the team. I thought they played mentally and physically tough, and like I said, in the end, made enough plays to win. So, you know, it's on to St. Louis. Yeah, well, there's a lot of things we need to work on. Well, you know, with Chung and Gregory both out, you know, we felt like we had to do something there at safety. Devin's got some experience back there. I thought he did a pretty solid job from what I could see. We'll take a little closer look at it, but I thought the deep part of the field was, you know, more secure than it's been. So that was good. Kickoff return was a big play. Got us going. He's a solid guy. Does a good job for us. Whatever he's asked to do, he does a good job for us. Yeah, Steve came through big. Yeah, he hit some big kicks and kicked off well. Yep, did a good job. I mean, we got plays from every unit. We had so many people step up and play well. And it just played well, too. I mean, that's, you know, they did a good job. Tough, hard-fought game. Came down to a few plays. Luckily, we made a few more than they did. But about as competitive as it can get, and that's usually the way it is with the Jets. I mean, they're always hard-fought games. Yeah, I mean, he's at the end of the line pretty much on, you know, however you want to slice it up, whether he's up or down or end linebacker or whatever you want to call it. He's an end-of-the-line type player. So, but Rob does a good job for us. You know, made a big play on a running play there, came inside and made a hit. I think it was on the end of the overtime series, right? And then obviously the strip, you know, he's around the ball and I don't know, always seems to play well against the Jets. He's got a lot of big plays against those guys. We just, you know, tried to use everybody the best that we could.
Your offense has had some chances to kind of put things away late or come back and make plays late. They haven't done it. Chances, how encouraged are you that they kind of came through that today?
That was a big two-minute drive. Yeah, it was, you know, big stop for us defensively to hold them to a field goal and be able to stay in the game. But, yeah, no, it was a big drive. Again, there's things that certainly could have been better, but we, in the end, did enough good things to win. And certainly that was a big drive, take it down the length of the field, big kick to get it into overtime. So, you know, that was good. Some of the things that we did to put ourselves in that position, obviously need and hopefully can be better. Yeah, I think it is. Mm-hmm. I think it is. You know, he's a strong kid. He's 200 pounds. He's got good playing strength. That's a physical group of receivers, Shillings and Hill and Keller, you know, receiver, tight end, whatever you want to call them. But, you know, that's a big physical group that they have, too. So, other than Curley, I mean, he's good, but that's not really his game. But, you know, they got some big physical guys there that are, you know, you got to battle with them. Yeah. I mean, he still hurt us, though. I mean, he's still got open on plenty of plays. So, but he's a tough guy to defend, you know, and we knew that he only played a little bit last week. We expected him to play more this week. We, you know, gave him some attention, but, you know, obviously we could have given him more. But he's a good player. He's a tough guy to handle. Big, athletic, catches the ball well. He's some good tight ends out on the field today. We try to do what we think's best, so that could change from game to game. You know, playing the Jets is different than playing anybody else, or playing whoever we played last week or the week before. It's different than, so I'm thinking just, you know, run one or two plays. You gotta defeat what they're doing, whatever that happens to be. So work on it every week. Keep working on it. when those situations come up, hopefully we'll be able to come through and deliver. Yeah, they did. Dan Connolly got sick this morning, and we were kind of hoping to have him back for the game, but his stomach or whatever, indigestion or whatever, just didn't clear up. And so I know we lost him right at game time, so we didn't expect that. But, Nick stepped in there and did a good job. So it was, practice that way all week and then come into the game and kind of have to switch it there in pregame, but that's just the next guy stepping up and doing his job. And, Nick did that for us last year and did it for us again today. Thought the tackles did a good job, Nate and Sebastian, out there on the edge. They blocked those guys all day. We threw the ball a lot and did a good job on those edge rushers. Overall, we handled the blitzes, not perfect, but, we were competitive with them. Yep, they all played. They were all productive, and as I said, they all were involved in blitz pickup. Jets were sending, several times to send linebackers right up the middle on us, and so we had to stand in there and pick those guys up, and that was, I thought our backs competed well too today. Sure. Oh, well, it's good to be 2-0 in the division. Those are huge games for us, and we know the Jets are going to be there, all the way through. They'll be there at the end. So, but there's a lot of football left to be played. I don't think anybody clinched anything today. I don't think anybody got eliminated today. There's a long way to go, and we just need to keep improving and getting better. We need to, build on the things that we're doing well and doing more consistently, and the things that we aren't doing as well. We've got to keep working harder at them to get them up to a higher level. But it was a good football game today. Jets are a good team. They played well, as they have the last couple of weeks. I think they've continued to get better. We're going to have to, keep our game going at that same rate, as we go through each of the, succeeding weeks here. Yeah, no, we missed obviously the substitution on the punt, and then we had a couple guys go down there defensively and weren't sure if they were in the game, not in the game, and we end up not getting that sub right on the goal line. So we got to do a better job of, coaching and have even better awareness overall on our team in terms of substitutions with injuries and that type of thing. Yeah, there's certainly a lot of things that weren't perfect in the game that we can improve on. And that's, collectively, that's all of us. It's coaches, players, all the people that are involved there.
Are you confident that this group of players can get better and get to the level that you want by the end of the season?
I think we've improved every week. Yeah, I do. I think we've improved every week. I think other teams are improving too, and they should be. We're practicing, we're playing. Teams are getting, everybody's getting better. We just got to get better faster than our opponents are getting better. Yeah, Jermaine worked hard. He had a good offseason. He's one of our offseason award winners, and that's indicative of his work ethic. We've played him at several different positions this year, both outside and inside, both ends, both tackles. He's been a versatile guy for us, as well as some plays in the kicking game. And, he's been productive for us. We've asked him to do a lot of different things, and he's done a good job of it. Yeah, as I said, I think Jermaine had it started last year at the end of the season after he was injured and was on injured reserve. And, even though he was hurt and out, he still worked on things that he could work on. And then once he got healthy, he really had a good off season, and that's something he hasn't had the last 2 years. He came out of Florida with surgery at the end of the season, and then so his rookie year was out, and then His second year was the strike year, so everybody showed up for training camp on that. And so I think this is a year that, you know, he's first time in 3 years, really, since he was a junior in college, that he's, or sophomore, whatever it was, that, you know, he's really had a chance to, you know, train and, you know, really work on things in the off season. That got him off to a good start in the spring, got him off to a good start in training camp. And he's really improved as a player. But, you know, he deserves a lot of credit because how hard he's worked. Well, we'll go back and look at the film. I can't tell you exactly how everything went, but certainly some things were better. Was everything better? I mean, probably not, but we'll have to keep working on those things. But I thought we did improve in some areas. No, I mean, I didn't really see it that way. I mean, we played quite a bit of man coverage. I mean, we were in cover too. I'm not saying that, but I mean, we played quite a bit of man coverage. Okay. Thank you.